Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Previously on Succession, a podcast series designed to help you through the fantastic story of the Roy Empire. I'm Katie Puckrick.
Season 1, Episode 5, I Went to Market.
We are behind the wheel with Cousin Greg. He pulls up outside a good-sized house and is greeted at the door by his grandfather, Ewan Roy, Logan's brother. Happy Thanksgiving, says a cheerful Greg. Not for the Indians, replies Ewan. Back in the New York office, Kendall and Roman join Logan, Jerry, Frank, and Carl. Carl is another decent-sized cog in the machinations of the Roy freight train. They hear that there is a potential deal to buy a host of local TV stations. Ken and Roman consider TV a dying media form, but Logan flexes his I'm in charge muscles and stomps his size 10s all over their doubts. Logan goes to pour some coffee as the others leave, but fails to stop pouring and has to be rescued by Roman. Frank looks on, sharing a look of concern with Roman. Shiv and Tom talk about marriage. Shiv presents Tom with a prenuptial agreement, but rather than looking it over, an overjoyed Tom simply agrees to sign. The guy is smitten. Whether it's with Shiv or the idea of being inside the Roy circle of trust remains to be seen. Later, Tom meets a guy who runs through details of how they can dispose of the pit of death evidence if they can simply find someone to sign out and shred the materials. A someone who may draw a little heat if things go awry. Cut to Tom on a call to Greg. He hears Greg is en route from Canada to New York with his grandpa in tow. Tom tells Greg to hurry as he has a little job for him. Roman is going through a workout with his trainer when Kendall bursts in. Is it true? Asks a frantic Ken, talking about the incident with Logan and his overflowing coffee cup. Roman admits it is, asking what Kendall is going to do about him and his desire to buy the TV stations, adding that the only way to gain their father's respect is to try to destroy him. On the road, Greg raises the prospect of Ewan giving up his seat on the Waystar board, but Ewan will need some serious convincing. At home, Kendall is joined by Fran and is keen to know Frank's true motives for returning. He fills Frank in on his belief that Logan is not fit for the role he holds. Frank seems keen to listen, and a vote of no confidence plan is hatched. Ewan and Greg arrive at the Roy home for Thanksgiving. Marcia gives Ewan a warm welcome, keen that the warring siblings get along. Tom corners Greg and asks him to go to the office, sign out the death pit files, and then shred them. Greg begins to squirm, but Tom talks him around. Frank asks Ken about Ewan's presence, concerned at how his vote could screw up their plan. Kendall agrees, approaches Ewan, and begins to plant the seeds that Logan is losing it. In another part of the house, Connor makes a proposition to Willa, his current girlfriend, that they become exclusive, and in return, he will help her fund her theater productions. Greg has left the party and arrived at the office on a mission to kill the evidence with fire. He moves in about as suspicious a way as possible down to the clerk and requests the boxes of files, asking questions about how they keep records of who takes boxes from storage and calls Tom in a panic. Tom tries to convince him all is cool, hangs up, and leaves Greg to it. He begins shredding, and in a surprising move of nous, keeps some of the paperwork. He watches two men take the shredded papers away. Logan and Ewan get into a heated argument. Ewan makes to leave, calling the family a bunch of liars. Kendall follows and tells Ewan that Logan is sick and is making bad decisions that will destroy the company. He reveals there will be a vote of no confidence and questions where Ewan's loyalty might lie. "He's still my brother," Ewan tells him. The color drains from Kendall's cheeks. Tom mentions to Shiv there was no area covering infidelity in the prenup. Shiv says it's unnecessary as they are grown-ups and sometimes things happen when people travel. "I don't travel that much," says a worried Tom. Roman and Grace argue again and Roman declares the relationship over. Tom approaches the returned Greg. "Welcome to the family," he tells him. During a parlor game, Logan again struggles with his mind. When Kendall's son approaches, telling his grandpa he's lost the game, Logan strikes the boy across the face with a tin can. Kendall and Rava whisk their son away as Ken yells at his dad. Later, Jerry finds Kendall on the balcony and asks why Ewan was so mad at him. Hinting she knows something is about to go down, she tells him she loves his dad but works for Waystar, and if they're thinking about moving against Logan, she's in. Greg packs and leaves Roman. Willa looks over a sleeping Connor, uncomfortable in her position at his side. Tom lies awake, distant, as Shiv sleeps next to him. Marcia dresses Logan for bed. He recounts the items from the memory parlor game, much to Marcia's delight. While outside, a troubled Kendall smokes alone. I hope this was useful. If you need any more help, all episodes of Previously on Succession are now live. Just search in the Previously On feed. And don't forget, when season 3 airs, we'll have a weekly discussion episode hosted by Jamie East, along with some very special guests, which will go out the following morning. Thanks for listening.
Written, produced, and published by Daph Doris.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.